We're looking at Daniel chapter 5, beginning in verse 8 today. Belshazzar the king is seen writing on the wall and he doesn't understand it. And he sends for the wise men of the kingdom and asks them to interpret. Now we begin in verse 8. Now all the king's wise men came, but they could not read the writing or make known to the king its interpretation. Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled. His countenance was changed and his lords were astonished. The wise men of Babylon certainly weren't a bunch of dummies. In fact, they were probably the most educated men in the world. And given the fact that Babylon had pretty much subjugated all the nations of the civilized world, the wise men also had wide exposure to different cultures, customs, and languages. So, why couldn't they read the writing on the wall? It's pretty simple. They weren't in tune with the author. You know, I always find it amazing just how many people can pick up the Bible, read it, and come to the most flabbergasting conclusions. Somehow they're always missing the point. Dedicated atheists take a handful of stories out of context, trying to make the God of the Bible look petty or vindictive or just plain awful. The overabundance of cults in this world take a handful of texts, again out of context, and string them together to build some really whacked out theology. And you've got to wonder, how is it possible that so many people, otherwise intelligent people, can read the plain sense of the Bible and completely miss the point? When you read the Bible, the whole thing, and you do it with an open heart, the basic message isn't all that complicated. It's reasonable, and it makes good sense. And yet some people, like the wise men of Babylon, can read it without ever getting the point. Now, the reason for that is found over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and verse 14. Listen to what the Bible says. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The message of the Bible isn't merely a list of religious facts. It's a personal communication from God. And unless you're actually looking for God, unless you're looking to build a relationship with Him, you're really not going to get it. When you come to the Bible with a personal agenda instead of an open heart, you're always going to miss the point. The Bible simply isn't like other books. It's been breathed into existence by the Spirit of God. It's like God's put a piece of Himself right here in this book, and unless you're really looking for Him, you're not going to understand it. But of course, if you do come to the Bible with an open heart, and you've determined that you're going to look for God honestly, it opens a whole new world. It enables you to suddenly see clearly, to read the writing on the wall, and to know God like you never dreamed was possible. And that, of course, opens the door to a new and a better way to live.